Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:09, up to 30 today. Going to get some snow again here this afternoon. I'm glad we're getting the precipitation right at the time of the year where it freezes as it's falling.
Yeah, they couldn't pick, like, yeah, I don't know, the spring?
Or the fall.
You know? Spring when we could have used
late,
it?
Late summer, midsummer.
Any of those times.
Yeah. I got one text message here. This is kind of funny. This is why she's still single. He didn't ask for anything weird. She may need I think that was an autocorrect problem. She may need to rethink her standard list.
I don't think that anybody should have to change their standard list.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
If you're just tuning in, what we're talking about is a friend of Mel's who... retell the story.
She's 30. She was dating this guy for 2.5 months. So time for them, like at Christmas time, they would buy something for each other.
Long enough to buy a gift at Christmas, yeah.
But not something super extravagant.
Right.
And she asked for ideas. He said a bunch of different video games, like Black Ops and Halo and stuff like that. And she's not much of a gamer. As soon as he said that, she immediately lost interest in him. Just like was like a light ball went off or a light switch went on, and broke up with him the next day. And she said that she's in her 30s and she needs to be with someone that she can settle down with, a grown man, not sitting around playing video games all day like a teenager. And she wants somebody with the same goals in her life.
I got a couple of really interesting texts here I want to read. First one from 5109. Why is there a stigma with adults playing video games? It's just a hobby. What if this guy asked for a golf club?
Maybe she likes golf. She's not a gamer.
But, I mean, to just up and break up over that, if he had asked for a golf club, would she have broken up with him? I don't want a guy who's going to be playing golf and not paying attention to me.
I don't think that's what it is. I don't think it's about paying attention. I think it's about goals.
This text says, where Mel is wrong here is she keeps saying play video games all day. I'm 30 and I love playing them, but I'm lucky if I get 4 hours a week to play. There aren't many 30-year-olds who can play all day. Totally true. Now, when on the occasions where Crystal and the kids go up to her folks, you can bet I have some long gaming sessions when they're
ridiculous.
Gone. It's not ridiculous.
There's so many other things you could be doing with your time than playing video games.
Like what?
Go out and do something. Get out of the house. Fresh air.
Go drink.
I don't know, you can go hang out, go have lunch with your buddies.
Well, I do that too, but there's nothing wrong with playing video games.
I'm just saying there's other things that you could be doing instead of spending all time doing that.
Okay, John is on the phone. How are you, John?
Pretty good. How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Incredibly shallow. Just because he asked for a video game, not because it was a Christmas present or whatever. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand that last part.
I've been playing video games since like 88. I have every system I've ever owned, and I've been married for 5.5 years. Been together with the same woman for 10. And she's fine.
And how much a day would you say you play?
One time I played World of Warcraft for 56 hours.
Oh my gosh. Was
I
that recently?
Broke up with you.
So, say what?
I would have broke up with you.
Was that recently?
I have an understanding wife, but I mean, in the same aspect, should I divorce my wife because she watches that Real Housewives garbage that I hate?
Yeah.
Watching TV show is not comparable to playing
watching
video
TV
games.
For hours on end. They're both sitting in front of a TV.
56 hours?
Okay, I'll admit that's extreme. My wife would have, but if my wife and kids were out of town and I'm on vacation, I would get bored with it after a while, though.
56 hours.
I know.
My wife was out of town and I have no.
Okay, well, see, there's nothing wrong with that. It's
exactly.
I probably wouldn't do that.
56 hours.
I probably wouldn't do it for 56 hours.
Did you sleep?
Yeah, okay. It's better than being at the bar and...
Yeah, yeah. He could have been out getting hammered for 56 hours.
That's what you're using as a comparison?
Well, is that not better?
I don't know what's worse.
Okay,
there.
Thanks for the call, John.
Hey, one quick thing. If you saw that soundbite of I Have Meat in It, can you play it?
We got a request for it.
Oh,
what do you know?
Gosh.
Sure, just for you, John.
I put meat in it!
That is the greatest soundbite on the planet.
I had meat last night, too.
Thanks for the call, John.
Later.
Bye. I got another email that says, I agree with Andy, but I can sort of see where she is coming from. The thing is, it was only for 2 months that they dated, and 2 months is a very short time to give someone a chance. In order for you to establish a long-lasting relationship, there's going to be little things here and there that people don't like about each other. But that is part of a relationship, and working through it is the key to success.
It could have been her deal breaker.
Could have been.
You know,
well, and some people just have some weird thing that they just hate. And I don't know. Did she date a guy before that was obsessed with games? Do you know?
She might have. She didn't say, but she might have. And that can leave a bad taste in your mouth. I mean, I have, not that I love the whole hunting and stuff like that, but my ex hunted a lot, and that was one thing we fought about a lot. So
you think you wouldn't?
I don't know.
Be as likely to date a guy who hunts a lot.
I would probably be okay with it as long as it wasn't obsessive, you know, or like, include me.
Cause like, I mean, the only hunting I ever do is, pheasant and deer. And those are only two times of the year.
It was more than that.
Short
though.
Periods. Yeah. And no, I know what you mean. We've got to get a break in here. We've got more of your calls and texts coming up and my daughter's new favorite song.
I love that song. It's my ring back tone.
That one is her favorite, along with there's a new farming maybe or something song. There was another one we played earlier. I'll track it down and play that as well. Hang on. Morning sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm gonna ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Alicia Keys, Hot 104.7. It's 8:24. That is one of my daughter's new favorite songs, and this is the other one.
Woke up at 5:45, see what the weather predicts. Slip on my really cool kicks. Time to go to work. Made my way to the barn on my family owned farm. Got some hay in each arm. Gotta get to work. My crop's growing. Ripped jeans, knees showing. In the parlor, milk's flowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just milked you. This cow's crazy. But here's her udder. So milk her, maybe. Yeah, I'm a farm
udder.
Boy. And here's my whole steam. It's just a heifer. It has no baby.
So I guess if you didn't grow up on a farm, it's educational, too.
Yeah.
but that's on YouTube. It's a YouTube video. This kid called Little Fred did it. It's actually pretty well done. And Jackie keeps bugging Crystal to watch it on her phone.
Oh.
Over and over and over and over again. That is one thing I remember when I was a kid, and there was only one song in the world I wanted to hear, and that was it. And I would listen to it over and over.
Yep.
And that is one thing about kids that never changes. They want to hear that one song over and over and over, which is why radio stations drive them crazy.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Because we don't play this. And while some people would argue, oh, you guys play the same songs over and over. Not according to an 8-year-old, we don't.
We don't. Right?
There's one song out there that we do not play often enough. Even if it's driving you nuts, they think we never play it. But anyway. So
that's super cute, though.
It is.
The udder part was what got me.
So here's her udder. That is the best line of the song.
That's my favorite.
Okay, so the video game thing, this friend of yours broke up with a guy because he asked for a video game for Christmas. And Theo is on the phone. How are you, Theo?
Not much. Just wanted to say that both Mel and that chick are crazy, because if that guy was a true gamer, he would already have those games. They don't wait till Christmas.
Oh,
they buy them the day after.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Because these are all the games that, like, she was talking about are games that I would bet he's on the same level as me. Plays occasionally when he has free time. Because I don't own any of those games.
Halo
I don't.
Or Black Ops or Assassin's Creed type video games.
Those have all come out within a month ago.
I own both of those games on both systems. I'm a pretty big gamer.
Wow.
Are you
and
married?
My wife loves it.
Uh huh.
Does she play with you?
Oh, heck yeah. I had to buy an Xbox just so we could play Halo together. she loves Halo, but she won't play Black Ops with me, so I had to buy an Xbox so we could play Halo together.
Oh, yeah, because that's only on Xbox.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, thanks for the call, Theo.
No problem.
Bye-bye. I got an email here that was talking about, well, she's in her 30s, but she's 30 years old, so you have, when you turn 30, you have to drop everything and settle down?
No, that's just what she wants to.
Yeah. But I guess I don't... I still think it was shallow to just up and drop him that quickly.
It's just
over something like that.
It had to have been a deal breaker for her because...
She had to have had somebody, dated somebody else who ignored her because of his video game
obsession. I mean, there are things that I will find about a guy and I'm... It just turns me off immediately, yeah. And it's just because something in the past that was bad.
Becca's on the phone. How are you, Becca?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
So did she not know that he was into video games when they started dating? Because isn't that like some of the first things you talk about when you're on your first date? Like
hobbies? Like,
oh, I would never tell a girl on a first date that I played video games.
Interesting.
Right. No, I wouldn't. Just because there is a stigma with it.
Yeah.
Hide it from her, but I would have never... Like, my first date with Crystal, that wasn't something that came up on the first date.
I have
three boys, and my ex likes to play video games with my boys. So, to me, it was like, you know, they were doing something together. So, as long as it wasn't like a, you know, 4 or 5 hour marathon, I was okay with it. Because it gave me mommy time by myself.
If so, it's for an hour, I understand. I don't think that she knew or that type. I don't think she was aware of it.
Oh, I guess if it's obsessive, I would say, you know, yeah, it's not something I would want in my relationship. But if it's just something for an hour a day or, you know, a couple hours a week or something, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
All right.
Just like a hobby.
Thank you for the call, Becca.
Yep.
Have a good day. I got a text here back to the cute little farming song we played. I got a text that said, love the farming song. You have to play the parody of LMFAO, Sexy and I Know It, Farming and I Grow It. That was the one I was thinking of. I was thinking it was a Call Me Maybe parody with those guys.
Yes.
It wasn't done as well as this little kid, but
one was done really well. I was pretty impressed.
But it was still cute, but yeah. It was Sexy and I Know It was the one they did it to. I remember that wrong. Yeah. So, I think that's about enough of the video game thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. It's spent.
Yeah. And I'm spent. Oh, I have had a request for a new Mel sound clip.
Oh, now what?
I will tell you what that is coming up after the dirt. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I know the world's not going to end on 12/21/2012 because Marty McFly traveled to the year 2015.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7. Hey,
hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
I have breaking news.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Tell me that. Breaking news.
According to the St. Croix, did I say that right? County court records. Yeah.
Would you just spit it out?
Okay. Vikings quarterback Christian Ponder and ESPN reporter Samantha Steele were lawfully married on Monday afternoon. Yes. You heard right. Christian Ponder and Samantha Steele got married on Monday afternoon.
And just like the joke said, no reception.
I'm sure that they'll have a reception still, but yeah. They just went to the courthouse and did it.
You gotta admit, that's pretty funny. He got married without a reception.
That is funny.
Kind of like his games.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, they started dating late last summer, and they were engaged to get married the evening of Sunday, December 2nd, just hours after the Vikings lost to the Green Bay Packers, and now they just got married Monday afternoon.
Oh.
So
he'll be in the toilet the rest of the season.
Yeah, that I wouldn't have picked now to get married.
Jared Allen had a bad year after he got married.
Yeah, I would have waited.
His worst year as a pro was the year after he got married.
No, maybe now he's like going to be super happy in newlywed world, and maybe he's actually going to do
good. He'll lose whatever edge he had.
He didn't have an edge.
Well, I know. That's why I don't think it'll get any worse.
I mean, seriously. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe this will be for the better.
All right. Congratulations, Christian. You got yourself married.
Because he started out great at the beginning of the season, and then he went to...
Yeah. It's a shame. Okay, so we got a request for a new Mel sound clip.
Oh, yay.
And I had thought of it when it happened. Of course, the one that is now somewhat notorious.
I put meat in it. Yeah, I get random tweets and messages that say I put meat in it. That's it.
The new one that has been requested is...
56 hours!
That was when John called in and admitted to having a 56-hour World of Warcraft session.
I don't know.
You real, that's like over 2 days.
I know. It's like 2.5 days of playing.
Well, not quite two. It's 2 days whatever, and 8 hours.
Of playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you have a problem if you're playing that long.
That is a long, long, long time. Oh, that was Kevin the Shark that was asking for that.
Okay.
Well, just so as you know.
Now we have another one. Oh, my God.
I only played two notes.
You haven't done that in a while. That's just not even cool.
I know. That's why I did it, because I had not done it in a while.
So not cool.
That's one of my favorite sound clips. The Jaws theme song.
Not mine.
I will put a bow on this video game dumping thing real quick with our Twitter buddy, Monkey. Monkey Babble is her handle on Twitter. Monkey, M-U-N-K-I-E.
We like her.
She actually, one of her many, many tweets, it's funny how she just kept going the same train of thought. She ran out of characters, started a new message, kept going in the middle of the sentence.
Yeah.
That kind of made me laugh. But here's the one thing she pointed out that you got to kind of concede one thing to guys. She said that guys are competitive by nature, and this is a way that they channel that.
Okay.
Video games are.
Sure.
So, I'd rather have a guy take it out on imaginary people than myself. However, I do not think that...
I do think
that there is a limit. If he is the type to play them all day, then... Oh, she's still going. and now I lost it because it updated.
Oh, you didn't get... Then I'd be gone.
Anyway, yeah.
It depends on how much he plays or does with me and around the house versus video game time. There are plenty of things we think are fun that guys don't understand and don't want to have anything to do with. I did have a guy cancel a date on one time because of a game. His priorities were clear, and I didn't give him another shot.
Yeah.
But I all think it depends on how much time is spent.
The other one that she sent was, I was so going to suggest that you make that sound clip. Because I said the same thing.
56 hours? It seems when I get really intense about something, I turn into, what's his name from Big Bang Theory?
Wallowitz's mom.
Yeah, Wallowitz's mom. I like channel her. 56 hours? Just in my voice, though.
Mm-hmm. By the way, how was your birthday party?
It was fabulous. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Okay, so there is something we talked about early in the show and haven't, well, actually it was first thing in the show this morning that we talked about, and we got tweeted about it. Mike wanted to know something about it in terms of songs that we are or are not playing right now, and not just in terms of musical taste. It has to do with the Connecticut shooting. We'll address that coming up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:52. We're going to top out at 30 today. Got some snow coming. Mel, after your breaking news about Christian Ponder,
yeah,
I got a Vikings joke.
Oh.
Do you know what a Viking fan does when their team wins the Super Bowl?
We haven't won the Super Bowl.
They put down the controller and turn off the video game console. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good one, too. I didn't see that one coming as I was reading it. It's like, oh, we should have thought of that one.
That was good. And it tied in so well with today.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I still find it hilarious that Christian Potter had a wedding without a reception.
Oh, my gosh, stop it.
Okay, so we got tweeted by Mike asking about, let me find it here and I'll just read it. Here it is. How do you guys feel about Kesha, Die Young, and Pumped Up Kicks being pulled from the airwaves across the nation? #right or wrong. Here's the deal. We pulled Pumped Up Kicks right away. It may have ran later that day, but any other subsequent plays, it might have even snuck in over the weekend, but I remember thinking about it on Saturday, and I'm like, oh, got to get it out. And so pulled it from rotation. That song is probably not going to air again. Still like the song.
I like the song, too.
But it's...
the lyrics aren't
not
very good.
Appropriate right now. As for Kesha Die Young, there are stations across the country who are pulling it. And one of the stations that was actually mentioned in a Billboard article was, what was it? WDAQ in Danbury, Connecticut. Right near Newtown, Connecticut.
Understandably so.
If I was that program director, I would absolutely pull the song.
Right.
Without question, I wouldn't even think about it. It would be gone. Kesha is not even defending it.
No.
Defending the song. She doesn't even really care for that one. She didn't want to record it, she says. As for us playing it here on Hot 104.7, I'm not going to pull it because of this. We have not received a single complaint saying that it was in bad taste. I personally didn't even think of the song until I saw the news coverage about the song being pulled.
Yeah, I got asked about it yesterday, and I had also read some news coverage about it, and I was like, I can kind of see, but it's two words in there.
It's the two words. And if you were in Connecticut, those two words would be enough for it to hit you the wrong way.
But the song is not about anything other than partying.
It's a live like we're gonna die young is the chorus. So as for us pulling it, it's kind of on its way out anyway. It's kind of been through most of its cycle as a, you know, beat the death out of record. And it's gonna go away here. Now, and even if we started getting complaints right now, I wouldn't take them seriously. Because it would be jumping on the bandwagon of the media coverage about the song being pulled.
Right.
And if people were already offended, we would have heard about it on Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. We hadn't gotten a single question about it. Other than the question.
Just the question.
The question.
What do you think about it?
What do you think of it being pulled? There is no right or wrong when it comes to this. It all comes down to the individual station, the market that they're in, and the taste of the community. If immediately we were getting complaints, I would have pulled it.
Right.
I would have immediately. But we haven't gotten a single one. We've gotten questions. We haven't
just
gotten
questions.
Complaints.
Yeah.
So the day of the, you were off the day of the Aurora Theater shooting, and the song was scheduled. It was not intentional, but Pumped Up Kicks happened to play that morning.
I was off that day?
You called in sick or sick kid or something. You weren't here. Or you were on vacation. I don't remember. You weren't here. I know that.
I think I was on vacation.
Anyway.
Okay, anyway. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Jerk the wheel into the ditch. Thank
wasn't
you.
Wasn't trying to jerk the wheel. I was just reading lots of stuff about it.
Well, you can think about it silently, too. So. But anyway, so I don't even remember what I was talking about now. Pumped Up Kicks was scheduled that morning, and I got a text message from somebody immediately, and I was like, oh, my gosh. When we're gathering stuff, especially that day, big news day.
Yeah.
I'm gathering news. I'm watching coverage on TV and actually listening to the TV, and I got the speakers in here turned down. I never even heard the song play.
Well, a lot of times people
and
don't
know I probably saw it in the list on the computer, too.
We have the music down sometimes when we're working.
Didn't click with me. It didn't click. And I got the complaint email, pulled it. It was out of rotation for probably 3 months. And then brought back, and now it's gone again and probably for good, but which is unfortunate because one has nothing to do with the other, but it's how it makes people feel, and we don't want to make you feel bad. So
when you hear a song, you want emotions, but good ones.
Yeah. Well, and they can
sometimes they're memories.
Well,
bad
yeah. I mean,
like sometimes,
I mean, we've gotten complaint emails about playing Diddy, I'll Be Missing You, you know, and like someone who was just, but it was, and they explained in the email that it was the anniversary of the death of a friend and it happened to play that morning on their way to work.
Right.
You know, it was a perfect storm of stuff that had nothing to do with us. And it's one of the most popular songs ever. We're still going to play the hits, but one song may have strike a bad emotion with somebody. You know, that is also why you have the dial in the car.
Right.
You know, if a song does offend you, you can change the station. And I don't have a problem with
that. You can turn it down for 3 minutes.
There are people who change the station all the time, and it has nothing to do with them making them sad. Maybe it's Gautier.
Yeah.
You know? Or James Blunt.
Oh. A beautiful.
Or maybe it's Mel.
56 hours. It could be me.
But anyway, we talked about it right at the very beginning of the show at 6 o'clock, and I know most people weren't awake yet or listening yet then, so anyway, just wanted to mention that real quick. Music coming up, we are going to get to Hunter Hayes, also Bridget Mendler. Her birthday was yesterday. That's next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.